We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
When did karma crush a controlling ex who thought they'd get away with everything? Story one. My ex, Ryan, was the definition of a control freak. He monitored my texts, got angry if I wore anything revealing, and even demanded passwords to everything just for trust. I was 19 and dumb enough to think it was love. He isolated me from my friends, made me quit my part-time job, and eventually convinced me to move in with him, into his parents' basement. But then I got pregnant. That's when he ramped up the manipulation. He didn't want the baby but refused to let me leave, saying things like, "No kid of mine is going to be raised by a single mother." When I finally told him I was keeping it with or without him, he said, "Fine, but if you ever leave, I'll make sure no man ever touches you again." I left anyway. Fast forward 5 years. I'm working a decent job, raising my daughter, dating a guy who treats me like an equal. I got a random friend request from Ryan. I clicked out of morbid curiosity. His profile, completely public. And oh boy, karma delivered. 3 baby mamas, 2 DUIs, and a GoFundMe to help with unfair legal custody issues. Guess who shared it on Facebook with screenshots of the threats he once sent me? Me. I didn't even add a caption. Just posted it and let his current girlfriend, baby mama number 3, connect the dots. She messaged me the next day. "You just saved my life, karma." Story 2. Back in college, I dated this guy named Aaron who made me feel like I was walking on eggshells. He had rules for everything. What I wore, who I spoke to, even what I posted. He used to joke about how he'd make sure I never left him because he knew too much about me. Eventually, I snapped and broke up with him. He threatened to leak some personal stuff online, but I called his bluff and got a lawyer. He never followed through, thankfully. A couple years later, I heard he was applying to a really competitive graduate program, one I was also applying to. On the day of the group interview, he walked in, saw me, and froze. I greeted him like nothing happened. When it was his turn to speak, he stumbled through his answers, kept glancing at me nervously, and completely tanked. I got accepted. He didn't. I later learned he had lied on his application about his conduct history, and someone anonymously submitted screenshots from a college forum where he bragged about manipulating women. I didn't submit them, but karma sure found someone who did. Story 3. My ex, Chelsea, thought she was the queen of manipulation. She was sweet to everyone's face but vile behind closed doors. She'd guilt me for wanting to hang out with friends, accuse me of cheating if I didn't answer her texts within 5 minutes, and threatened self-harm whenever I tried to leave. When I finally broke it off, she blasted me on social media with a fake story about me being abusive. I lost friends. My own sister didn't talk to me for months. But karma has a funny way of working. A year later, Chelsea started dating a guy who happened to be a cousin of one of my old friends. He recorded her during one of her episodes where she was screaming, throwing things, and threatening to report him for abuse because he wanted to break up. He posted the video online with the caption, "Believe victims, but investigate too." It went viral, and suddenly, all those people who believed her lies about me, silent. Some even messaged me to apologize. I didn't reply. I'd already moved on. But karma? She never forgets. Story 4. I dated Sam for 3 years. He controlled every aspect of my life, my outfits, my social life, even how much makeup I wore. If I disobeyed any rules, he'd gaslight me or withhold affection. But in public? Picture-perfect boyfriend. When I caught him cheating, he blamed me for being emotionally distant. I dumped him, and he tried to spin it around like I was unstable and obsessive. Months later, I got a job at a PR firm. Guess who walked into our office as a potential client? Sam. He didn't recognize my name on the email thread, but he sure recognized me when I walked into the boardroom. His confident smirk turned pale fast. I let the meeting go on like normal, but I quietly emailed my boss during conflict of interest, dated him for 3 years. He was emotionally abusive and dishonest. The company passed on him, and it turns out we weren't the only firm that heard stories about him. A few more coincidental rejections later, and his startup collapsed. Karma crushed him slowly, and I didn't even have to lift a finger. Story 5. When I was 22, I married a man named Travis, who was 9 years older. He loved being the provider, and I was naive enough to think that was romantic. He didn't want me to work or even have a separate bank account. He said, "It's not control, it's partnership." It was control. He'd quiz me if I went out too long, installed cameras in our home for safety, and once froze our joint account because I spent $40 on books. One day, he went on a business trip and forgot to log out of his email on our iPad. That's when I found out he had a whole second life. Another apartment, another woman, even a kid. So I met with a lawyer, gathered every bit of financial info, and filed for divorce while he was still away. But here's the karma twist.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Turns out he never divorced his first wife. So not only did I get out of that mess, but his finances got legally wrecked because wife number one and I both sued him for fraud. Now he's bankrupt, banned from multiple financial institutions, and working retail with no access to credit. He tried to control my life and ended up losing his. Story 6. My ex, Melissa, was obsessed with my past. She'd demand I delete every female contact, dig through old texts from years ago, and even accuse me of cheating in my dreams. It got so bad I started recording our conversations to remind myself I wasn't crazy. When I finally left her, she lost it. She went to my job, claimed I had harassed her, and got me suspended pending investigation. But here's where karma stepped in. I had all the recordings. I submitted them to HR and the legal team. They showed her screaming, threatening me, even admitting to making up the story so I'd never get hired again. Not only did I get my job back, but she was slapped with a cease and desist letter for defamation. Last I heard, she tried pulling the same thing with another guy. Only this time he pressed charges. She's now banned from 3 states for violating protective orders. Karma made sure her lies burned the bridge she stood on. Story 7. During our relationship, my ex, Brandon, always joked that I was too dumb to leave. He'd insult my weight, my job, and tell me no one else would ever want me. When I tried to break up with him, he said, "You'll come crawling back. You always do." So I made sure this time I didn't. I changed my number, blocked him on everything, even transferred to a new department at work. A year later, I got a message request on LinkedIn. Brandon, his tone had shifted. He wrote, "Hey, I've been thinking about you. Want to catch up sometime?" Curious, I clicked on his profile and immediately laughed. He was now working at the grocery store I used to shop at during college. He had no car, no apartment, and his last post was a GoFundMe asking for help after being fired unfairly. Turns out, karma came in the form of a female boss who didn't take kindly to his misogynistic behavior. I didn't reply. I just smiled and blocked him again. Story 8. Julia thought she was invincible. She was a local influencer with a few thousand followers, and that went straight to her head. She controlled everything about our relationship, my appearance, my outfits, even how I smiled in her photos. Behind the scenes, she was vicious, verbally abusive, dismissive, and dismissive of my feelings. Once I told her I was uncomfortable with a sexual joke she made on stream, she replied, "It's not my fault you're weak." Eventually, I left and posted a brief note saying I wasn't comfortable being part of her brand. That's when she tried to turn her audience against me. She made a dramatic video about how I abandoned her during a mental health crisis. I stayed quiet, but others didn't. Turns out she'd said the same exact thing about a previous ex. And someone dug up receipts, DMs, messages, audio clips of her mocking her fans. She lost over 20,000 followers in a week. Sponsors dropped her. Karma didn't just knock, she live-streamed the fallout. Story 9. I was 26, fresh out of a breakup with a guy named Nick, when I found out just how deep his control ran. He'd not only logged into my email without permission, but he had been messaging my male coworkers pretending to be me to sabotage any potential friendships. I discovered this when a coworker approached me and asked why I had been flirting then ghosting him. I had no idea what he was talking about. Nick had planted fake convos, screenshots, and even used a burner number to impersonate me. I was horrified, so I took all the evidence I could gather, texts, emails, timestamps, and went to the police. Identity fraud, harassment, cyberstalking. He got arrested, but karma didn't stop there. Turns out he was on probation from a DUI and this violated his terms. He spent 3 months in jail, and his employer fired him the day the arrest was public. As for me, I got promoted a month later. Story 10. Eli was charming at first, always texting, always checking in. But soon it turned into him monitoring my location 24/7. He demanded I FaceTime every hour I was out. I once turned off my phone at a concert and came back to 83 missed calls. I tried leaving, but he threatened to ruin my name in our small town. So I played dumb for 2 months, acted happy, made sure he trusted me. Then one day, I waited until he left town for work. I packed up, changed my number, got a new apartment with the help of a friend in another state, and disappeared. He freaked out, drove across state lines looking for me, left voicemails crying, then screaming. But karma struck when he was pulled over in a panic, and the cops found unlicensed weapons in his trunk. He tried to explain he was just worried about his girlfriend. Police checked the license plate. The car was reported stolen from his uncle. He's still in court dealing with that mess. I'm living quietly and peacefully in a place where he'll never find me. Story 11. My ex, Heather, believed she was better than everyone else. She constantly made me feel like I was lucky to have her and reminded me that no woman would ever tolerate a soft man like me. I used to write poetry, play guitar, and cook, things she mocked relentlessly. When I finally left, she mocked me online for not being man enough. She posted videos saying I cried during arguments and that I was emotionally unstable. I didn't engage. I just focused on healing. About a year later, I got a publishing deal for a collection of poems and short essays about toxic love. The title? Soft Men Still Bleed. It gained traction. Local press picked it up. One poem went viral. Guess who messaged me? Heather. She said she recognized herself in some of the pieces and wanted to talk. I politely declined. A week later, someone emailed me anonymously. Heather had started her own blog bashing men, and a reader of mine posted screenshots of her own old tweets, bragging about how she used to manipulate her partners for fun. Her blog got reported and taken down for violating platform guidelines. She lost her affiliate deals. Karma didn't whisper. She rhymed. Story 12. Back when I was in the military, I met a woman named Tara during leave. She was beautiful, charming, and completely controlling. Over time, she guilted me into giving her full access to my accounts, including my banking app, just in case something happened to me. One day while deployed, I noticed strange transactions, expensive shoes, salon visits, jewelry, all while she was texting me about barely making rent. I confronted her over video chat. She cried, said she was lonely. I believed her. Then a buddy stationed stateside sent me a video of her, out at a bar, kissing another guy. I waited until I got back. Instead of yelling, I went straight to the bank, froze the account, and filed fraud charges. I also had screenshots, receipts, and statements prepared. Tara ended up being investigated for financial exploitation of a service member. It affected her ability to get jobs for years. I heard she now works nights cleaning offices. I, on the other hand, now teach cybersecurity. Story 13. My ex, Chad, was the master of emotional manipulation. He'd twist every argument into me apologizing, even when he was the one who cheated. He once convinced me that I had trust issues because I asked why a girl sent him a half-naked selfie. When I finally broke it off, he spread a rumor that I had cheated and lied about being pregnant to trap him. I lost friends. My gym community started giving me weird looks. But then karma struck, and it was brutal. Chad started dating another girl from the same gym. She was sweet, kind, and incredibly tech-savvy. Turns out she found his hidden folder of photos from all his side chicks. She made a Google Drive, titled it The Many Faces of Chad, and sent it anonymously to every person on his contact list, including his mother and boss. He lost his job and moved away. I rejoined the gym and got a quiet nod of respect from people who once judged me. Karma came dressed as the next girlfriend. Story 14. Tiffany had one rule. Everything had to be about her. When we dated, she dictated where we went, what we ate, and even how I dressed. She once threw a fit because I wore a white shirt to a party where she wanted to stand out. When I started pulling away, she faked an injury. She texted photos of her wrist wrapped in gauze and claimed I pushed her during an argument. It terrified me. Luckily, a friend had security camera footage of us that night, me walking away while she tripped on her own heels. I used it to protect myself when she filed a police report. She was charged with filing a false claim, lost her scholarship. Her parents pulled her from college. She tried to claim it was all a misunderstanding, but nobody bought it. That video ended up saving me and completely sinking her lies. Karma caught her red-handed and limping. Story 15. My ex, Trevor, was a nice guy in public, but a dictator in private. He'd set rules like no eye contact with male waiters or don't wear heels taller than mine. I laughed the first time. He didn't. He tracked my menstrual cycle, accused me of cheating every time I didn't reply fast, and once punished me by taking away my car keys for a weekend. I finally escaped when I moved across the country for graduate school. Changed my number, blocked him on everything. 2 years later, I joined a dating app, saw his face. Same smirk, same bio. Except now, he had a string of one-star reviews. Turns out, the app added a feature for women to rate dates anonymously. And boy, did he rack them up. Shows up late, demands you pay. Lectured me on how women ruin society. Called me fat after I ordered dessert. It was a graveyard of bad behavior. I screenshotted the reviews and sent them to his old employer. He was applying for a PR position. They replied, "Thank you for the heads up. This helped." Karma got digital, and it wasn't kind. Story 16. My ex, Greg, was a self-proclaimed alpha male. He'd constantly criticize me for my career as a kindergarten teacher, saying I was wasting potential and needed to aim higher. He wanted me to quit and work for his startup. I refused. So, he started controlling other things. What I ate, when I went to bed, how I spent weekends. If I didn't comply, he'd give me the silent treatment for days. One day, he crossed the line by emailing my principal, accusing me of being mentally unstable and unfit to work with children. He even forged a doctor's note. The principal called me in and gave me a chance to defend myself. I showed them proof of harassment, and we traced the fake email to his IP address. The school lawyer got involved. Greg ended up getting investigated for digital impersonation and fraud. Meanwhile, his startup lost funding when his investor, a parent at my school, found out about his behavior. Turns out, Karma also has kids in my class. Story 17. Nina had a rule. No male friends, not even coworkers. If a guy texted me about work, she'd demand screenshots. Once, she went through my emails and flipped out because I used a smiley emoji in a reply. I broke up with her after she hacked into my work Slack account and sent a rude message to a female colleague pretending to be me. I reported her to HR, and my company launched a full investigation. At first, she denied it all, until IT pulled metadata from the message. She was blacklisted by every major tech firm in the area for digital misconduct. She applied to a coding boot camp I was mentoring at and got instantly rejected after background checks. She later DM'd me from a burner account saying, "You ruined my future." I didn't respond. Karma did. Story 18. My ex Tyler was obsessed with traditional values. Translation, I cook, clean, and don't question him. He'd insult my friends, criticize my clothes, and once deleted my job application because he didn't want me working with men. When I finally left him, he stalked my new apartment and sent letters to my boss claiming I had stolen company property. He even forged a resignation email to get me fired. It didn't work. Why? Because I'd already told my boss everything. I kept every abusive text, every voice memo, and every screenshot. HR flagged his emails, blocked his number, and contacted legal. I got promoted months later. Tyler? He got arrested after trying the same fake resignation stunt on another ex, who just so happened to be a paralegal. Karma wears a blazer and works downtown now. Story 19. When I dated Cassie, she seemed sweet and supportive. But slowly, she started chipping away at me. She'd tell me my family was toxic, that my best friend was obsessed with me, and that I should cut everyone off. For peace, I did. Then she started tracking my phone. I once joked about going missing for a week, and she replied, "Don't worry, I'd still find you." Creepy, right? When I finally ended it, she logged into my email and mass sent humiliating fake confessions to my coworkers, pretending I was quitting due to personal shame. But one of my coworkers was her ex. He'd gone through the same thing, same language, same sabotage. He helped me build a case. We went to the police together. She's now banned from using social platforms under a court and lost her job as a therapist in training. You can't gaslight karma. Story 20. Jason was the type of guy who thought being protective meant controlling everything. He'd insist on checking my messages, just to be sure, make me call when I got to work, and get angry if I spent money without asking him first, even if it was mine. The final straw was when he installed a secret app on my phone that recorded my calls. I found out when he slipped up and mentioned something I had only said during a private call with my sister. I confronted him, recorded everything, and went to the police. It turned out he had done this before. Two exes had similar complaints, but no one had proof. With my evidence, they reopened those cases. Jason is now listed in a database for digital stalking and banned from owning surveillance tech for 10 years. He lost his job as an IT consultant. Sometimes karma logs in with admin access. Story 21. My ex Lila treated our relationship like a PR campaign. Every dinner, every vacation, every walk was for the gram. Behind the scenes, she was cold and cutting. If I didn't agree with her, she'd withhold affection and threaten to ruin my image. The tipping point? She edited screenshots of our messages to make it look like I cheated, then sent them to my boss, my mom, and posted them to her 10,000 Instagram followers. I lost friends overnight. I stayed silent, but her ego couldn't let it rest. She kept pushing, posting truths, and mocking me on lives. That's when her ex before me stepped in. He DM'd me with his screenshots of the exact same thing. Identical lies, identical captions, even the same fake tears on video. We compiled everything and shared it with a popular commentary YouTuber. One exposed video later, she was dropped by her sponsors, and her follower count dropped by half. People dug into her old tweets. More victims came forward. Her name became a warning in influencer circles. Karma's algorithm favors the truth. Story 22. Ben controlled everything. What I wore, how often I could talk to my own brother, even how long I could be in the bathroom. He had a spreadsheet for our relationship progress, including weekly scorecards on my behavior. When I left, he sent a mass email to my entire family with fake evidence of my cheating and a document titled Why She's a Narcissist. I was mortified. But Karma had a plan. Ben had sent it from his work email, an account connected to his company's shared drive. Apparently, one of his coworkers saw the rant and reported it to HR. It violated the company's harassment policy and privacy clause. He was fired immediately. And because he'd sent defamatory content, I had legal grounds to sue. I didn't. But just the court letter from my attorney shut him down hard. Now he runs a conspiracy blog on Tumblr. Meanwhile, I'm back in therapy, thriving, and dating someone who's never heard of spreadsheets outside of Excel. Story 23. Back in college, I dated Mark, a student leader who preached about respecting women in public. Privately, he'd demand I text hourly updates and punish me with silence if I went more than 15 minutes without a response. He made me feel like I was the problem, until one day, I snuck a look at his old phone he'd left at my place and found dozens of messages to other girls. He had three side relationships going. When I tried to leave, he said he'd make sure no one believed a word I said, so I made sure the truth spoke for itself. I sent the screenshots to his university advisor. Turns out, he was up for a prestigious leadership scholarship. The program had a strict code of conduct, and screenshots don't lie. His application was pulled. He was stripped of his student office. One of the girls he messaged? A campus reporter. She wrote a piece about performative activism using anonymous quotes. Everyone knew it was him. Karma got the last word. In print. Story 24. Alina had charm, until she didn't. She'd start fights over nothing, demand passwords to my work accounts, and once threw my laptop in the bathtub because I took a Zoom call instead of having lunch with her. After we broke up, she logged into my freelance site and tanked my reviews by sending rude messages to clients. I was devastated. Years of work, gone. But karma showed up unexpectedly. A month later, she applied for a job at a media company I occasionally worked for. She used my name as a reference. They called me. I calmly explained what happened and they thanked me for the honesty. Turns out, she'd also stolen work samples from her previous jobs. They passed that info to her last employer, and she got blacklisted in the entire local media circle. I rebuilt my profile over time. But she? Last I heard, she works night shifts answering customer complaints for an air freshener company. Karma doesn't forget IP addresses. Story 25. My ex Jordan was obsessed with control, financially. He insisted on handling our bills, made me send him photos of every receipt, and gaslit me into believing I was bad with money. He'd say, "Let me take care of things. You're too emotional to budget." I discovered he'd been secretly gambling, using my credit, maxing it out. When I confronted him, he cried, apologized, and swore he'd pay it back, then ghosted me the next week. I filed a police report. Turns out he'd done this before. I wasn't even his first victim. A detective called me weeks later and said, "You helped build the case." He was arrested on three counts of identity theft and financial fraud. In court, he tried to fake a panic attack. The judge wasn't amused. He's serving time now, and I'm finally debt-free after years of cleanup. Karma may be late sometimes, but when she shows up, she brings receipts and the law. Story 26. Derek believed love meant ownership. He had access to all my devices, my calendar, even my period tracker. If I missed a call, he'd accuse me of cheating. Once I mentioned a male coworker during dinner and he didn't talk to me for 2 days.
I finally left when he slapped my phone out of my hand during an argument. I moved in with my cousin and blocked him everywhere. 3 months later, I was contacted by a girl who'd just started dating him. She'd found my number in his blocked list and reached out, saying things didn't feel right. I told her everything, then directed her to a support group. She left him too. That girl? She happened to be a local radio DJ with a huge following. She did an anonymous segment titled, "The Most Controlling Man I Ever Dated." It went viral. People pieced it together and Derek became a meme in our city. "Don't Derek Your Girlfriend" trended locally for weeks. Sometimes karma comes with a catchy jingle. Story 27. Lauren was always worried about me. At first it was cute. She'd check in, ask how I was feeling. But it turned into her calling me 20 times a day, showing up at my job unannounced, and accusing me of hiding things if I didn't answer within minutes. She said it was out of love. Then she installed a GPS tracker under my car. I only found it when I got into a minor accident and the mechanic spotted it while inspecting the damage. I was shaken. I reported it. Police got involved. When they searched her place, they found a binder filled with logs, pages of notes detailing my routines, passwords, and private accounts. She'd even tried accessing my therapy notes by impersonating me over email. She was charged with stalking and identity fraud. Last I heard, she's attending court-ordered counseling and banned from contacting me for 5 years. Karma didn't whisper. She served a subpoena. Story 28. My ex, Sam, controlled my entire wardrobe. He'd throw tantrums if I wore anything too bright or too tight. I once wore red lipstick to a family BBQ, and he sulked in the car the entire night. He claimed I was embarrassing him. He even donated my favorite dress behind my back. When I dumped him, he demanded I return gifts he gave me, including a laptop I paid half for. I didn't respond. That's when he emailed my workplace pretending to be an anonymous concerned citizen, claiming I was stealing company data. Problem is, my boss knew me, and IT pulled logs that proved it was nonsense. They traced the IP. It was Sam's home network. Not only was he exposed, but it turned out he'd used the same tactic to harass an old roommate. Both of us pressed charges. Sam got hit with a harassment restraining order and lost his job at a nonprofit that preached respect and equality. Karma brought receipts and a trail of burned bridges. Story 29. Elliot was always charming when others were around, but behind closed doors, he treated me like a possession. He had this rule that I couldn't go out without pre-approval and that I needed to earn trust to have a girls' night. He even set check-in timers. When I started therapy, he told me therapists plant false memories and tried to convince me to quit. So I flipped the script. I kept going. And one day, my therapist helped me build an exit plan. When I finally left him, he blasted our breakup all over a subreddit, painting himself as the heartbroken victim of an emotionally unstable partner. He didn't realize that his Reddit handle was linked to his Twitter and his LinkedIn. One of his coworkers stumbled across the posts and brought them up in an HR meeting. Turns out, bragging online about testing your girlfriend's boundaries doesn't go over well at a company that specializes in workplace ethics. He was let go. Quietly. Karma doesn't always roar. Sometimes she just forwards links. Story 30. Claire made it clear that her way was the only way. She hated when I saw friends, hated my family, hated my dog. Yes, she literally said my dog was a distraction from meaningful connection. One time I spent 20 minutes too long at the grocery store, and she locked me out of our apartment. Said it was to teach me how it feels to be abandoned. I left the next week. She freaked, called my job, claimed I'd stolen office equipment to get me fired. Luckily, my manager had seen Claire before. She once showed up at our office uninvited. Instead of firing me, he pulled me aside and asked if I was okay. I told him everything. HR stepped in and helped me document everything. Meanwhile, Claire was sharing screenshots of fake texts claiming I was abusive, except she used an Android font for messages that were supposed to be from an iPhone. Someone pointed it out online. She was roasted mercilessly. Claire deleted all her socials and I've never heard from her again. Karma? Sometimes she has a tech background. Story 31. My ex Vincent thought he was some kind of intellectual savior. He was constantly correcting me in front of friends, mocking my degree in early childhood education while he studied finance. He insisted on handling our shared finances, even though I paid more rent. When I suggested separating expenses, he told me I was too emotional to manage money. Turns out, while I was working extra shifts to cover his half of utilities, he was secretly investing my money into a failing crypto project run by a college buddy. He lost over $4,000 in 2 months. When I confronted him, he said, "You wouldn't have done anything smart with it anyway." So I filed a small claims lawsuit. I had text messages, screenshots, and my bank records. He thought I wouldn't go through with it. Not only did I win the case, but during the hearing, he got caught lying about his employment status, which led to tax issues flagged by the court clerk. Karma brought spreadsheets, and I brought receipts. Story 32. Carla had a soft voice and a hard grip on control. She'd give me suggestions that were really demands, like changing my haircut, switching gyms, and even calling my mom less. She said, "Your loyalty should be to me first." The final straw? She installed a filter on my phone that blocked influences, which included Instagram, Reddit, and any contact she didn't personally approve. I left while she was at work, packed everything, blocked her on everything. A month later, she emailed me, threatening to expose my manipulative behavior to my job. Her email included a Google Drive with audio clips, heavily edited recordings of our arguments to make her look like the victim. But she made a mistake. One of the clips had the unedited version buried in metadata. I sent it to her employer, who'd just hired her for a position in mental health counseling. She lost the job before her first day. Karma came with a file format and a forwarding address. Story 33. Jake treated our relationship like a business contract. Everything had to be fair, which really meant whatever he said went. He once asked me to log my daily chores in a spreadsheet. If I missed a task, he'd withhold affection or sulk until I apologized. He gaslit me constantly, telling me I always started fights, even when I calmly asked for space. I eventually broke up with him. Months later, I was shocked to see a Reddit thread pop up in a local relationship, someone anonymously posting about how their lazy ex ruined a perfect relationship. I knew it was Jake. Same writing style, same references. But karma was already brewing. One of the commenters recognized the post as copied from a popular advice column and called him out. Then another person posted screenshots of Jake messaging multiple women in the same relationship coaching tone. The whole thing spiraled. He deleted his account, but not before someone sent the thread to his new girlfriend. She dumped him the next day. Karma came through the comments section. Story 34. Lindsay believed she was destined for fame. She controlled every photo I took, every caption I posted, and even demanded access to my email to manage my public image, despite me not even being in the spotlight. She would punish me with emotional silence for days if I didn't like her selfies fast enough. When I finally left her, she made a TikTok series about surviving an abusive relationship, using my initials and describing very specific and false events. It gained traction. People flooded my old Instagram with hate. But then her ex from high school duetted her video, calmly explaining the exact same pattern she pulled on him, word for word. Then another girl came, then another. Lindsay didn't just get canceled, she got exposed. Brands cut ties. Her platform vanished. Even her personal trainer dropped her. Karma doesn't trend. She goes viral. Story 35. Tony was all about routine. Wake up at 7, breakfast at 8, silence after 10. If I deviated even slightly, he'd get passive-aggressive, sometimes not speaking to me for days. He'd say, "Structure is love." One night, I was 5 minutes late from work. He'd locked the door and left my things outside in trash bags. I stood there in shock while he watched through the window, smirking. That was it. I walked away and never looked back. 2 years later, I was visiting a friend at a startup event. Guess who was on the panel? Tony. Except now, he was presenting a relationship productivity app, one that had eerily similar phrasing to the things he used to say to me. I posted about the irony on my private account. A friend shared it to a local tech. Someone looked deeper and discovered he'd plagiarized major chunks of the app from existing ones, violating IP laws. His app was removed from every store. The startup dropped him. He lost funding and his role. Karma doesn't just knock. She revokes licenses. Story 36. My ex, Rachel, always said she knew people. She wasn't physically abusive, but she controlled everything through fear, implying that if I ever left, she'd destroy my reputation. She even kept a folder on her desktop called Insurance, filled with screenshots she'd edited to make me look like a cheater. I left anyway. She followed through on her threat and sent the fake screenshots to my boss, claiming I had harassed her and others at work. But my boss was smarter than she expected. He called IT and had them examine the metadata of the files. Every single screenshot was edited in Canva. The timestamps didn't match. The photos were traced back to her IP address. She got hit with a cease and desist and lost her job at a local nonprofit for ethics violations. The best part? I didn't have to do anything. Karma brought a tech team. Story 37. Nathan didn't yell or hit. but he punished through silence, manipulation, and control. He'd rate my social interactions after parties. Said things like, "You laugh too much at John's joke," or "You shouldn't wear red. It's too desperate." When I broke things off, he left a long note saying I'd never find someone who'd correct me the way he did. Fast forward 6 months. I was in a healthy relationship, thriving at work, and honestly forgot he existed. Until a mutual friend showed me Nathan's new blog, a masculinity coaching site. It was filled with advice on controlling partners for their own good. I anonymously sent the blog to a few influencers who call out toxic relationship behavior. One made a whole video about his site, mocking every single post. The video hit 1 million views in days. Nathan's coaching dreams crumbled under thousands of comments calling him out. He shut it all down. Sometimes karma just needs a little Wi-Fi signal. Story 38. Maya believed her jealousy was love. She controlled who I talked to, what I wore, and even where I sat in restaurants so no other man would be behind me. She once made me delete my sister from Instagram because she thought the photos were too affectionate. I finally ended things when she demanded I get rid of my dog because he took too much of my attention. After the breakup, she went to my landlord and filed a false complaint, saying I had loud, violent outbursts. She hoped I'd get evicted. My landlord didn't believe her. He checked the building cameras and found footage of her banging on my door, yelling, and throwing trash down the hallway. She was banned from the property. The next week, she tried the same routine on another ex, except he was a lawyer. She ended up with a restraining order and had to pay legal fees. Karma doesn't need barking dogs, just the truth. Story 39. My ex, Eric, controlled me through guilt. He had chronic health issues, real ones, but weaponized them constantly. If I ever disagreed with him, he'd claim I was stressing him into a relapse. If I tried to leave, he'd hint at self-harm. So I stayed far longer than I should have. Eventually, I told his brother everything. Turns out, Eric had exaggerated a lot of his health issues to family, too. He wasn't lying about having them, but he was lying about needing 24/7 care. He'd told them I insisted on hovering. When his parents learned the truth, they cut financial support. His brother confronted him with me on speaker. Eric backtracked fast, but it was too late. Now he lives in a studio apartment, working night shifts, and blocked from every mutual contact. I've never heard from him again. Karma's not always flashy. Sometimes she just quietly cuts your lifeline. Story 40. Claire was obsessed with image. She'd tell me what to wear, what to post, even how to caption photos so she could curate our couple brand. She'd scream if I posted anything without her approval. One night, I got a message from a girl who said Claire was on a dating app. I laughed at first. Must be a fake. But then came screenshots. Claire had not only been on the app for months, she'd used my photos, edited with filters, claiming I was her ex who cheated. I confronted her. She denied it until I showed her the screenshots. She cried, begged, threatened to ruin my name. So I posted the truth. I shared the app screenshots, her profile, and a timeline of her lies. I tagged no one. Just let the internet work. It did. She lost over 15,000 followers in a day. Sponsorships gone. Deleted everything. Karma didn't need me to shout. I just whispered, and she echoed. Story 41. Jared had a rule for everything. How long I could be on calls with friends, what time I had to text him goodnight, even how many selfies I was allowed to post in a week. He disguised it all as protecting our bond. The final straw came when he threatened to throw my cat out because I loved it more than him. I grabbed my stuff and left that night. Weeks later, he tried to win me back by dating my younger sister. She's 19. I'm 25. It was clearly a move to mess with me, and it worked for a minute. But then karma hit. He forgot that my sister doesn't take crap. She recorded him making disgusting comments, trying to guilt her the same way he did with me. She posted the audio with his face in the background on her TikTok with 200,000 followers. The video blew up. He was publicly humiliated. His DMs flooded with people mocking him. He deleted all his socials and went silent. My sister? She got 50,000 more followers. Karma runs in the family. Story 42. Brianna was obsessed with my past. She'd make me recount every relationship, every date, every mistake. If I didn't remember details, she accused me of hiding something. If I did, she'd get angry that I still thought about them. Eventually, I caught her secretly messaging my exes, pretending to be me. She'd ask weird questions to test their loyalty, and even offered one money to share dirt on me. That was it. I blocked her everywhere and warned others. Months later, she got engaged to a guy in our city council's office. She threw a big announcement party, bragging about marrying someone in power. But guess what? He found those old messages too. She forgot to delete her burner accounts. He confronted her, ended the engagement, and told everyone why. She went from planning a wedding to posting inspirational quotes about self-love within 48 hours. Karma RSVP'd early. Story 43. Alyssa was the type who called herself a healer, but controlled everything. She convinced me to cut off my best friend because she had bad energy and wouldn't let me listen to music she didn't approve of. She once threw away my favorite hoodie because it reminded me of the past. I left quietly, took my things, and blocked her. Months later, she published a blog titled Surviving Emotional Abuse from a Gaslighting Empath. It was clearly about me. She used my initials, our timeline, even quoted things I had said during fights. Edited, of course. She expected sympathy. Instead, one of her own followers commented that they recognized this because she'd written the same blog 2 years ago, about a different ex, nearly word for word. It snowballed. People compared screenshots, accused her of faking trauma for attention. She shut down the blog and deleted her Twitter. Karma can read. Story 44. Sean believed I was his project. He constantly gave me feedback about how I talked, how I laughed, and what my goals should be. He even told me to stop pursuing photography because it was just a phase. But I kept taking photos, just not of him. After I left him, I went all in. Traveled. Shot landscapes. Got featured in a local gallery. One of my prints went viral. A dramatic black and white image of a lone man standing by a river. I titled it Quiet Control. It was him. I hadn't planned it, but a friend recognized the figure. Soon enough, people figured out who he was. I never said a word. He messaged me in a panic, begging me to take it down. I didn't. Instead, I sold 300 copies. Karma develops in the darkroom. Story 45. Tyra had a thing for ultimatums. Change your wardrobe or we're done. Quit your hobby or I'll find someone who respects. She always claimed she wanted a partner, not a puppet, but treated me like both. I finally walked after she told me she was going to start seeing other people, unless I proposed within the month. 3 weeks later, she was dating a guy who looked like a clone of me. She flaunted him online, tagging places we used to go. But karma moves quietly. He turned out to be even more controlling than she was. She stopped posting as much. Eventually, a friend sent me a Reddit post she wrote anonymously, begging for advice about how to leave a narcissist who mirrored everything she used to do to me. I didn't respond. Just read it once and smiled. Karma's favorite mirror is behavior. Story 46. My ex, Miranda, was obsessed with the perfect image. She didn't want a relationship. She wanted a prop. She'd tell me when to smile in photos, how to caption posts, and even rewrote my bio to match hers. I was a partner in her curated lifestyle. The real Miranda? She'd lose it if I didn't respond to her texts in 5 minutes. Once, she made me cancel a funeral visit because sadness messes with the brand. I left. She lost her mind. She sent fake emails to my new employer claiming I had a criminal record. Luckily, HR did a proper background check and found out the emails were sent from an IP connected to Miranda's fashion blog domain. My company flagged her account and reported her for digital harassment. Weeks later, her blog host took down her site for TOS violations. She lost every sponsor. Her public apology was mocked so hard, it trended on TikTok under hashtag girlwhocriedcriminal. Karma never goes out of style. Story 47. Ethan always said he didn't believe in jealousy, but he lived by it. He'd guilt me every time I hung out with my family, hated when I wore anything other than sweats, and once got mad because I liked a coworker's vacation photo. When I got into grad school out of state, he gave me an ultimatum. Stay with him or go. I went. He spent the next 2 months trying to sabotage me remote, signing me up for spam calls, ordering fake deliveries to my apartment, even submitting fake job applications in my name with embarrassing cover letters. What he didn't know was that my new roommate worked in cybercrime research. She traced one of the prank job apps straight back to Ethan's email. We reported it to campus security, who passed it to local police. He got slapped with multiple online harassment charges. I still went to school. He's stuck at home, now flagged in databases he doesn't even understand. Karma got a master's in justice. Story 48. Naomi was emotionally intense in ways that felt flattering, until they didn't. She'd text me 50 times a day, freak out if I didn't respond immediately, and insisted that if I truly loved her, I'd share passwords to everything. She once faked a panic attack when I turned my phone off to study. Eventually, I broke it off. She went ballistic. She posted TikToks crying and claiming I ghosted her during a mental health emergency. She told people I had abandoned a suicidal partner. People believed her. But then she got sloppy. She reused the same story for a second TikTok, just with a new ex's name. And then a third. Someone stitched the clips side by side. It exploded online. Turns out, I wasn't the only one she used as bait for sympathy. She lost her account, her sponsorship deals, and a public apology video racked up 200,000 dislikes before she deleted everything. Karma follows trends and receipts. Story 49. Cole was obsessed with being the smartest guy in the room. He'd cut me off mid-sentence, fact-check my jokes, and make me feel like every conversation was a debate I was losing. He called it tough love. He also tracked my screen time through our shared Apple ID without telling me. When I confronted him, he claimed it was just curiosity. I left. He begged. I blocked him. Later, I found out he was applying for a faculty role at a nearby university, bragging about his strong understanding of tech ethics. I couldn't help myself. I anonymously sent screenshots of his screen time tracking, plus an old Reddit thread where he bragged about manipulating partners with logic traps. They called him in. One background check later, he was out of the running. He still teaches, but only on YouTube, to 17 subscribers. Karma passed the exam. He didn't. Story 50. Lacey was the kind of partner who gave warnings. She'd say things like, "Don't embarrass me tonight," before parties, or, "If you flirt, even by accident, I'll handle it." I thought she was joking until she slapped me at a wedding for hugging an old friend. That was the last straw. I walked away, told her family why, and cut contact. 2 years later, I was engaged. And during our engagement party, someone showed me a TikTok of a woman complaining about her toxic ex, who left her just for standing up for herself. It was Lacey, talking about me. Again, only this time, my fiancé saw it. She stitched the video, calmly explaining how Lacey hit me in public, made threats, and stalked me afterward. It went viral overnight. The comments were brutal. Lacey disabled everything within hours. Karma RSVP'd to the party and brought backup. Story 51. Cameron didn't yell. He didn't hit. He just controlled. Slowly. He'd suggest I avoid certain friends, encourage me to delete photos he didn't like, and remind me to keep conversations short with my parents. He'd say, "I'm just helping you be your best self." I believed him until he started writing scripts for how I should speak to his coworkers at parties. I was an accessory, not a partner. After I left, he created fake text chains to make it look like I'd cheated, then sent them to my new boyfriend anonymously. My boyfriend didn't buy it. But karma didn't stop there. Months later, Cameron applied to be a PR rep for a major sports brand. They did a thorough digital scrub and found a Reddit thread where he bragged about emotionally optimizing his girlfriends. Guess who wrote it? Cameron, under a handle tied to his old Tumblr. The job disappeared. So did his motivational podcast. Karma's favorite receipts are cached forever.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.